the directives that we have given, one is for the CID and the police forces to confiscate any food that is found being sold in the market by whoever is selling it. That food must be confiscated and taken back to the stores of RRC. The second measures that we are taking now is that we have formed a committee, and the committee will be assessing all the camps. We are going to establish the distribution site around Juba. And within the state, the RRC plus the state government will also try to identify the distribution areas. These areas, we will identify the households, and food will be distributing according to the household numbers, not to the individuals anymore. We will be targeting the households, and it will be calculated on ratio basis. If, for example, an household is not entitled for one bag of rice, for example, then the ratio will be calculated on kilograms and be given to that particular household, so that to avoid the too much food in the hands of those who may actually attempt to sell it again.
And that implies there is plenty of rice that is still in the stores?
Well, we don't have plenty of rice, but we are respecting the continuation of the support from the government of China. And we believe if this rice is distributed with the help from the beneficiaries, we need beneficiaries really to help us by adhering to the principles and to the regulation that we provided them, that this food is not for sale. It's for the consumption of the needy. If our community, our society help us on that, definitely the little food that we are going to distribute will be enough to reach everybody.
And so far about the impounding and also the searches, and so what are some of the outcome?
Up to today, I have not yet received any report from our security in the field, but we are sure anybody who has sold food, we will get hold of that food.
And so the operation is continuing, because we are hearing from different medias that some have been taken back, and they say some of these things were sold by governors who are like far from Juba, and they ordered their staff to sell them in the local market, and then they take money to the states. What is your reaction to such kind of situation?
Yes, for the governors whose estates are not accessible by road now, we urge them to leave the food in our stores. They should not take food from our store and sell it, because once we confiscate food from the market, the next measure is that the estate, the particular estate that sold food or particular individual that sold food will not benefit from any other distribution from the RRC completely, because that is a dishonest and lack of responsibility from that particular person to sell food which is meant for the vulnerable people. And therefore, we urge those beneficiaries whose areas are not accessible by road, they better leave food in our store until when it is dry season and they transport it to the states. Otherwise, for those who are residing in Juba, they can take their food. We will continue to distribute food around, but specifically to the vulnerable people, and nobody is allowed to be around in the market with that food.
Is it only China that is donating at the moment to the government, or there are others?
At the moment, it's only the government of China that has distributed a huge quantity of food. We are expecting other countries that have to support, particularly from the Arab Gulf countries, but we have not yet received any material support.
Yeah. A quick question about the corridors with Sudan. Anyone has been opened?
Yes, we have received a notification from the Humanitarian Aid Commission and the government of Sudan. We have now opened the corridor from Awil, and WFP is expected to transport 5,000 metric tons of food by road, starting from the 1st October to 17 October, the 5,000 metric tons of food will arrive. Also today, in areas of Awil East, we manage to airlift food. WFP airdrop food assistance to the area. And that is in an effort to open both land and air corridors to make sure that food is provided in the northern part of the country to the affected communities.